Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Lamed Dalet. We are holding on daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We were discussing yesterday the Mishnah on daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis had spoken about a case where you have a Bechor that has some sort of blood disease where it's going to need Hakazas Dam. The only thing is, Hakazas Dam is likely to cause a mum, and you're not allowed to be Matil Mum B'Bechor. So there were several deals in the Mishnah and the Brisa about what the best way to go about doing this is. Should you not avoid doing Hakazas Dam entirely, lest you cause it a mum, even if it's the kind of Hakazas Dam that won't cause it a mum as a Gezeira, lest you cause it a mum? Should you only do Hakazas Dam if it won't cause it a mum, but not do Hakazas Dam? If you do cause it a mum, can you do Hakazas Dam even if it does cause it a mum? We have all of these different shittos in the Braisa, in the Mishnah and the Braisa. What we tried to do, the Gemara tried to associate those shittos with a parallel Mishnah, what the Gemara thought was a parallel Mishnah, when it comes to Truma that is Safek Tameh. The Halacha is not allowed to be Metameh Truma, but right now, when it's Safek Tameh, it's unusable. When it's Tameh, so you could use it on fire. You could be Mezalif Al-Gabei Ishim. When it's Tahar, you can drink it. When it's in between, you can't do anything with it. You're not allowed to be Ma'abidid on the fire. You're not allowed to drink it, obviously. Or eat it, so you have this chavis of truma. So we also had several shitos. Should you just lay low, not do anything with it? Should you put it dafka in an unprotected area? Should you put it dafka in a protected area where it won't become tameh? So the Gemara wanted to say that the two mishnayos parallel each other, the different shitos parallel each other. So the Gemara said no, they don't parallel each other. And the Gemara that we concluded with yesterday gave svaras why each case is different. By truma, there's a chance that it will still be okay, even if you leave it alone, because Eliyahu HaNavi might come and explain to us and show us that it's really Tahar. He might be Mevarer the Metzias for us, that it's really Tahar. In our case, there's nothing else going to happen that's gonna help. We know if it's got a mum, it's got a mum. If it has this disease, it has the disease. It's going to die. Nothing is going to come of it. So we have all these chilukim between, and also in our case, when we're talking about being Makazar, we're talking about doing it Biadayim. In the case of Truma, we never spoke about being Metame Biadayim. We said put it somewhere that it's not a and let it become Tameh on its own. So there are these various differences between the two cases. But not only that, the Gemara says there's also a difference in that each case's halacha is determined based on psukim that are unique to that case. It's not only based on svara. If we're based purely on svara, maybe you can associate the two with each other. But they each have psukim, and that's where we left off, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Va'od hacha b'kray pligi, and the girsa should be v'hasam b'kray pligi. In either case, in the case of the Machlokas Tanoim over here, in the case of the Machlokas Tanoim Beit Truma, they're arguing how to darshan psukim. Dom Reb Chiba Rabam Rabbi Yochanan, hakol mod. Everyone agrees that if you're mechametz achar mechametz, you're going to be chayiv. The halacha is by karban mincha that you're not allowed to be mechametz it, you're not allowed to make it chametz. So let's say it's already chametz, and then you're mechametz it weiter. So that everyone agrees you're going to be chayiv. So let's say it doesn't mean you're mechametz it weiter. What Rashi says it means is you did one of the avodos of the karban bechimutz, and then you do the next avod of the karban bechimutz. So even though the previous avod was already done bechimutz while it was already chametz, there's a separate iser, a separate chiyuv for doing the next avoda of the karban while it's chametz. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Hey in Oz Dalet that the iser of mechametz achar mechametz is only when you're lush o arach o kitef bechimutz. But if you put sa'or on the iser, if you put yeast on the dough that causes it to be machmitz, but the dough was already huchmatz before that, so it just causes a further fermentation of a dough that's already chametz. Well, that's going to be pater. That's not called chimutz achar chimutz. It's not shaykh to be mechametz in isa. That's kvar hichmitza. That's already chametz. But he says, let's say only a kezayis of the dough has fermented, has become chametz, and then you're machmitz another kezayis. Well, then you're going to be chayiv on the second chimutz. But the example Rashi gives is assuming the whole dough is already chametz. It's not shaykh to be machmitz a dough that's already chametz. What it means is to do the next avoda with that same dough that's already chametz. The Sfasemis, however, says that even in this situation, you're going to be chayiv. He says that it seems that from the Rambam, that if you're mechametz achar mechametz, that it is shaykh to be mechametz a dough that's already chametz. Now, if you have a dough that was chametz and then you made it into sa'ar, so the it's a totally different, qualitatively different level of chimutz. So that's what the Likutei Halachos Chafetz Chaim writes, that maybe everyone would agree in that case that that is still included in the violation of chimutz achar chimutz, even if it's not a further avoda. You're just mechametz a dough to a new level. You make it into sa'ar, you turn it into yeast, that you're going to be chayv. But anyway, everyone agrees mechametz achar mechametz, however you define it, that you're going to be chayv. D'chsiv lo safa chametz lo that it says that that you shouldn't bake it chametz and you shouldn't make it chametz. So what's the asiya that we're talking about after it's already been baked as chametz? So we see that even if it's already chametz, to do viter with chametz is an iser. B'mesaris achar mesaris shuchayev. Similarly, there's an iser d'oraisa to neuter an animal, right? So if you are mesaris after it's already mesuras, after it already doesn't have the ability to produce offspring, you're still going to be chayev d'chsiv. If you're chayiv for being kares, then of course you're chayiv for being notek. What's the difference? Why does it have to tell me both the isurim, both ways, both methods of neutering the animal, of detaching entirely and of severing the ability of it to have offspring? So it's coming to tell me that even if it was already kares, so it already doesn't have the ability to have offspring, and then you're notek, and then you remove it from the body, it's still going to be chayiv. So everyone agrees that in that situation, you're going to be chayiv as well. It's interesting, there's a Gemara Masech Shabbos and Daf Kufir Aleph, Amud Aleph, Masech Shabbos, where Gemara says, let's say it's a zakin, any yachal aholid, there's no iser to be mesare, it's a zakin that's already too old to be molded. So all the Rishonim are bothered by the Kasha. Our Gemara says, Sirus Achar Sirus is still going to be chayiv. So Sirus Achar Sirus should be at least as good as a zakin, Vein Aroy Laholid, that he's unable to have offspring, that it's and yet the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not going to be chayiv in that situation. So the Rashba writes in Shabbos that the reason the Torah is mechayiv mesaris achar mesaris is because a similar type of animal of similar age would be able to be molded, and you're being mesaris it, so it's not recognizable to everybody that this was a saris beforehand, because it looks like a young animal. So it looks like it looks like it's nira kimesaris. It looks like you're being mesaris it for the first time. So the Torah asks sirus achar sirus in that situation, but a zakin shenu roi laholid, where it's clearly an older animal, where it doesn't look like an animal that's vigorous enough to be able to produce offspring, so it doesn't look like you're robbing it of its ability to produce offspring. Mela, it's going to be mutter. Now, what emerges from that Rashba is a phenomenal chiddush, that even though Sirus Achar Sirus is an Isser Da'oraisa, the Isser Da'oraisa is only because of what it looks like, that the Torah only asks for Sirus Achar Sirus because it looks like an animal that is able to have offspring. And this would have to go on the list. I don't think Rav Yosef Engel has it on the list, but Rav Yosef Engel has a long list of things that he calls a siyag da'oraisa, where even though we're used to the Rabbanon making a din to protect the din da'oraisa, sometimes the Torah itself makes a siyag to protect the dinim da'oraisa. L'mashal, the isser of yichud min ha'Torah, the fact that yichud is an isser da'oraisa, which is clear in the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, Masech Avodah Zarah, that yichud is definitely an isser da'oraisa, and kiddushin, it's not as clear, but it's true, but it is definitely the case in Shas and Poskim that we assume yichud is an isser da'oraisa. But what's yichud there? For it's to protect from bia, it's protect from bios asuros. That's why yichud is only asur in the shir kedei bia, the amount of time that it would take for him to be mefata the girl and to be able to have bia with her. So never. What's the Torah doing? The Torah is making a siyag. So according to the Rashba, this would be a siyag da oraisa, lest somebody think that you're being mesaris for the first time. The Torah asurs sirus achar sirus. So that's in terms of chimutz and in terms of sirus. Lo nechleku ella b'matil mum. But what about a case of being matul mum in an animal that already has a mum? So Rameir says, "Kol mum lo yebo." Rameir says, "Pasuk says, kol mum lo yebo." Mele, you're not allowed to be matul mum at all, even if it has a mum, right? Lo yebo means that lo yehayebo, you're not allowed to create a situation where it has a mum, that even if it's a bal mum already, that's the kol. Rabbanan savri, and the Rabbanan say, no, tamim yiyah l'ratzon, that the ikar is that it has to be a tamim, and if it's not a tamim, so mali if it has one mum, mali if it has two mum, and either way, it's got a mum, what difference does it make? For Rabbi Meir, hay tamim yiyah l'ratzon, Rabbi Meir would say, this tamim yiyah l'ratzon, may avalei, what's he going to do with this pasuk? Mibayli l'mutei balmu meyikaro, that's just to tell you, to exclude a balmu meyikaro, an animal that had a mum initially, that it was that had a mum before it ever became hegdish. So balmume karo pshita dikla bialmu, if it had a mum initially, so then of course it's nothing, it's worthless, it's like a tree, it's like a piece of wood. No, it's coming to be mema'it psule mukdashin after you're ready poda them. I might have thought, well, even though you're already poda it, we still see we treat it with kedusha because it's aser to do giza and avoda with it, and therefore maybe we should say it's aser even if it has a mum. Come ashmalan. That's what the pasuk is coming tell me with tam tia. Rabbanan ami yaksiv kol mum lo yebo. What are the Rabbanan going to do with the pasuk? It says kol mum lo yebo, which implies that even if it already has a mum, you're still not allowed to be matil a mum. So the grama hudasi, they're going to say that's there to teach me not about an animal that has a mum. It's there to teach me that even if you're not actively matil a mum, there's an isser to even do it al yedei grama, to even indirectly cause a mum to develop on an animal. How does one go about indirectly causing a mum? Titania, we have a price that describes mum lo yebo, eli el shlo yitim bo mum. From the pasuk, I only know that you're not allowed to make a mum on the animal. Minayin shlo yavi develu basuk ganichan ala ozen kadesh yavo kelev yochlena. How do I know that you can't bring a type of food or a dough or something, a fig or something, put it on the, stick it on the ear of the animal so that a dog will try for that food, will attack the animal and bite the ear of the animal off, thereby making it a Baal Mumna? You didn't do anything, the dog did it. But this is Al Yidei Grama, so how do I know you're not allowed to do that? Tam Lomar Kol Mum. Echad mum ve'echad kol mum. Right, that's what we see, that pasuk says kol mum, that whether you're the one that's matil the mum or whether the mum comes about by your machinations of arranging it, that the dog will be matil the mum. Either way, it's going to be aser. So we see it's directly learned from drashos about our issue of being matil mum on a carbon. Now, in terms of just to go back for a moment, the sirus achar sirus. So the Gemara had said that we learn it from the pasuk umauch v'kasos v'natuk. Why does it need so many words to describe sirus? It must be that even if it's already mesuras, there's still an isra of sirus achar sirus. However, if you look in the prisha in Evna Ezer and Simon Hay, the prisha writes this din that mesaris achar mesaris is chayiv, but he darshins from a different pasuk. He says because the pasuk says, or different words in the pasuk. Pasuk says lo sa'as. The lashon rabim. So he darshed those are the last two words in that same pasuk. Umoch v'chasos v'nasuk v'charus lo sakriv l'Hashem uva'artzachem lo sa'asu. So he says, why lo sa'asu b'lashon rabim? Must be that you're chayiv for doing multiple sirus. So the Taz says, why is the preacher making his own drasha? The Gemara has a drasha. How he knows sirus achar sirus? What does he have to make his own drasha for? And the Chassam Sofer points out in Masechta Shabbos that there is a nafkamina between the preacher's drasha and the drasha that the Gemara makes. Nafkamina would be, according to the Gemara's drasha, the Isser to be Mesaris the second time would apply even if the first time it was Mesuris Me'elav. Let's say it became a Sris Al Yidei some sort of illness that it had through some suffering that was not human related. No one ever made it a Sris. It became a Sris. And then you go and you Mesaris it again. That would be included in the Isser. But according to the Prisha that we learned from Lo Sa'asu, so it sounds like the Isser is only an Isser of Asiya, that it's only multiple Asiyos. But if it was a Mesuras Ali Decholi, not Bidei Adam, initially, if it became a Sris, just on its own, without any human involvement, then there would be no Isser, according to the preacher's drasha, to be Mesaris the second time. The whole Isser being Mesaris the second time was when there was an Asiya both times. But if the first time did not involve an Asiya, then the second time weren't either. So it's not just Stam that the preacher quotes a different drasha. He quotes a drasha with a nafkamina. So that's very challenging to try to figure out. Some software works on it to try to figure out why it is that the Prisha is able to come up with his own drasha when it's directly against the Gemara. But anyway, in any case, we see from here that we have a machlokas and how to darshan psukim when it comes to being matil mum in a bal mum, when it comes to giving a mum to an animal that's already a bal mum. Now we're going to show that there are psukim as well that deal with the issue of truma that's safek tamei. Hacha b'kray pligi or hasa b'kray pligi dam rav yudam amr shmuel Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I have given you the to guard my truma. So Blazer Saber b'shtei trumos hakasa medaber. Trumosi is two trumos that we have to guard. What kinds of two trumos do we have to guard? Achas truma tahora, vachas truma tuluya. Certainly, truma that's still tahor, we have to guard it from tuma. Truma that's tame, obviously, we don't have to guard from tuma. It's already tame. It can't be more tame than it already is. But truma tuluya, truma that's safek truma. So Blazer Darshan's that included in the pasuk is a requirement to guard even suffik truma. Vamrachmana avila shimur. The pasuk is saying you have to do shimur. So that's why Rabbi Lazar takes the very cautious approach where he says if it was b'makom haturfa yanichana b'makom hamutzna. Right in the first wide line, lamed gimel and beis. That's Rabbi Lazar's shita that if it's in a place where it's exposed, you have to go put it away somewhere where it won't be exposed, where it will be protected from tuma. I might have tuma, yeah, but it might not. So you still have a mitzvah to protect it. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua who disagree. Reason the Rabbi Lazar over there in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said that even if it's b'makom hamutzna, you could put it in a makom haturfa, that you can even expose it to an area where it's likely to contract tuma. Trumasi ksiv. It doesn't say trumosi in the plural. Trumasi, singular. So that's all. You only have to protect truma tahora. There are no two types of truma that need protection. So says the Gemara, wait a second. That means Rabbi Eliezer is darshaning the pronunciation of the word, not the spelling of the word. Spelling is trumasi, singular. So the pronunciation trumosi, plural. So in general, we have a machlokas in Shas, we have a machlokas, comes up at the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, comes up in other places as well, Masechah Sukkah, Sukkos, so there comes up in Menachos, Totafos, Totefes, so it comes up in several places in Shas, whether Yeshem Lemikra or Yeshem Lemesoris. When you have a Kriya Niksiv, what do we darsh in the halacha? Do we darsh in the way the Pasuk is read, or do we darsh in the way the Pasuk is written? So it seems that Rabbi Lezer is taking a stand over here, that he's saying we should darsh in Trumosi, darshan the way the pasuk is read. So says the Gemara, but is that consistent with Rabbi Eliezer's shita and Gantz Shas? Lemeimed Rabbi Eliezer Savar Yesh Eim Lemikra. Does Rabbi Eliezer really hold Yesh Eim Lemikra? Or Amin he bevigdo ba? The pasuk says Imra be'ini Adonai Shalom lo yada vihifta la amnachri lo yimsha lemachra bevigdo ba. That an owner did yield on an amma ivriya, and now he's not allowed to go and sell her to somebody else. Bivigdo ba. So what does that mean? Bivigdo ba. So kivan shepirish taliso alaha shuv enom rashe lemochra div Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, well, once he was porish taliso on her, once he spread his talis out on her, meaning that the adon was miyaid the amma ivriya, and he married her. So then he's not able to sell anymore. If you look at Rashi, Kivan Shapirish Taliso Lasha Yada Adonam Ivri of Nasa Upiris Knafa Valeha Shuv in Ha'av. Now the father who had originally sold her into this Avdus is not permitted in Ha'av Rashi Lamochra, is not permitted to sell her anymore. Afilu Girsha Adon, even if this Adon divorces her. Deina Demochra Bito the Shivcha Sacharishus, a man loses the right to sell his daughter as a Shivcha after she has already been married. Kaimelim perakam of the kedushin. The Rabbi Lazar saver yeshem lemesores bebigdo baksiv below yud v'zel lashon begida kishartev zaksuvus below yud shatakorin chat of kamatz. Rabbi Lazar, we haven't read the opinion of Rabbi Lazar yet, but Rabbi Lazar darshins it the way it would be read with Rabbi Lazar would darshin the way it's spelled without the yud, whereas Rabbi Akiva darshins the way it's read ki'ilu it has a yud where it's a lashon of beged. Bevigdo's lashon bogate of rebellion. Let's see Rabbi Lazar's sheet inside. Rabbi Lazar Omer kivan shebogad ba. Once the father has sold older into shivchus. So shuv ein rashi lemochra. It's not a din in that the adon has married her. That once he was piris talisol beged. That once he was miyayid her. That the father loses the right to sell. Even before that, once the father has sold her once, mele he loses the right to sell her anymore. But either way, what we see from here is that Reb Elazar holds yesh aim lemesores. So how come when it comes to mishmeres trumosi, Reb Elazar holds yesh aim lemikra, that we read it with a double truma, and that even truma teluya safek tamei truma that safek tamei, you would have to still guard elahacha b'haka miflugi. So rather, we have to say they're arguing as follows: Reb Yeshua savor haruuyel chashamar v'she'en ruuyel chalotishmar. It's not about yeshem lemikra yeshem lemesores. Question is, what do you need to guard? Reb Yeshua will say you only have to guard that which you could potentially eat, that which you could potentially have, so that you need to protect. Reb Elazar hanami ru'iyehi shami yavali yavitarena. And Reb Elazar agrees that you only have to guard the kind of truma that there's only one kind of truma that you have to guard. Right? We're not saying trumosi a double truma. Reb Elazar agrees yeshem lemesores. There's only one kind of truma you have to guard, and that is truma that you could potentially eat. Question is, do you define truma that safek tamei as truma that you could potentially eat? So Rabbi Yeshua says, absolutely not. You're not allowed to eat it. So you can't define it as truma that you could potentially eat. Rabbi Eliezer says, but who knows? Eliyahu Hanavi might come tomorrow, today, and he might tell you that this is really tahar, and then you'll be able to eat it. So you still have to treat it as truma that you could potentially eat. Ani ma'amin b'emunah shleima, you believe every day that it might happen, that the gula may be on its way, and Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come, and he's going to reveal to us the tara of this truma. Fine. Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. So he said, halacha, in our discussion about this bechor, whether you're allowed to be matil mum, not allowed to be matil mum. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said, you're allowed to do this hakazas dam, even though you know it's going to give the animal a mum. So Rabbi Domer Shmuel says, yeah, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Now, there was a Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, there was also a Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be makiz the dam, even though it has a mum. Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa added something else. Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa says, you're then allowed to be shochet based on this mum that you created. That even though you gave the animal the mum, you're allowed to shech the animal as a bal mum based on that mum alone. So we're saying that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon, but it's not clear which Rabbi Shimon. So Maskel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, hey Rabbi Shimon, which Rabbi Shimon are we paskening like? Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah or Rabbi Shimon of the Brisa? Elim Rabbi Shimon of the Masnissin. If you want to say we're paskening like Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah, Ad Hashalosh Mina Shmuel Davashin Miskavin Mutter. Well, what's the grace of Chiddush Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah? Is that Davashin Miskavin is Mutter? What Shmuel never taught us before, that Davashin Miskavin is Mutter? We know Davashin Miskavin is Mutter. We know Shmuel holds that. For Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amarav, Halach Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Chan Barashi Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Shimon, that Rav holds Halach as like Rabbi Yudav, Davashin Miskavin is Aser, and Shmuel holds Halach as like Rabbi Shimon, that Davashin Miskavin is Mutter. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, because again, in our Mishnah, that was the point we mentioned yesterday, that when you are being makiz dam, you're not trying to make a mum on the animal, you're just trying to be makiz dam. It just happens in Mimela that a mum is made. So that's called the Davashin Miskavin. That's where Rabbi Shimon is makil in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Chiya Barav and Masnil below Gavri, Rav Amalach Rabbi Yudush, Shmuel Amalach Rabbi Shimon, that without any in-between people, that we had a more direct tradition, that Shmuel holds Pashat, that the halach is like Rabbi Shimon. So what's the big chiddush? Shmuel has to tell me that the halach is like Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. That's already yadua that Shmuel holds that davar sheinu miskavin is mutter. Ella Rabbi Shimon de Brisa. No, what he's telling me is that we pass on Rabbi Shimon to the Brisa, that not only you're allowed to be makiz the dam, where it's going to develop a mum in the animal, you're then allowed to say, the animal's a bal mum, now I can shecht it and eat it. So you're allowed to rely on that mum. That's the chiddush. Rav Shish Rei Davidi Masna Behedya, Om Rabbi Dor Shmuel Halacha, Rabbi Shimon de Brisa. That he had it even said explicitly, that Shmuel said, not just Halach Rabbi Shimon, and then left it for us to figure out which Rabbi Shimon he's talking about, but said explicitly that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon of the Brisa. Now, when all the dust settles, we did have a discussion over here about being matil mum in an animal that's already a bal mum, right? We said that that is subject to machlokas. Misari sachem misareis, we knew is chayiv. Mechamei sachem mechameis, we knew is chayiv. What about matil mum? So we said that that is the machlokas over here between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir. So how do we paskin? So la halacha, the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that you're allowed to be matil mum in a bal balmum, and the Rush says even though we pass him in a Torah, you're allowed to be matil mum in a balmum. Nevertheless, mi derabbanan, it would be aser. The chachamim were only matir to be matil mum in a bechor sha'achzodam because of hefsid. But shelo b'makom hefsid, the rabbanan would say it's aser to be matil mum even in a carbon that's already a balmum. That's the chiddush of the Rush. That even though the maskana we pass in that it's mutter to be matil mum in a balmum, mi derabbanan says the Rush, it's going to be aser. And his raya is from a gemara at the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Hamid Beis. The gemara on Daf Hamid Beis, the bottom of Hamid Aleph really, and going over to Hamid Beis, discusses the different types of smicha, of heter hora'a that were issued. So the gemara says that to get reshus to paskin yoradei shailas, they have to ask yora. They were told, yeah, yora, you can paskin yodin, can I dan dine mamanis? Yeah, yodin, you can paskin dine mamanis. Yatir becharos, can I be matir becharos, can I determine what's a balmum in an animal? So you had to get a special smicha that yatir, that you could be matir b'choros. So the Gemara in that context tells us that Rav commented that he spent 18 months by a roa behema, by shepherds, to be able to know what's a mum kavua and what's a mum over. That's what the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta. Bring it to a chacham. Why? What's going to help to bring an animal to a chacham? Chachams never doesn't even can't even identify what kind of animal it is. Probably the Gemara says, no, not stam a talmud chacham. You bring it to someone who has bikias in this area, who knows what a mum is, who's a veterinarian, who knows the difference between a mum kavua and a mum over. But says the Rush, if midrabbanan, you're always allowed to be matil mum in a balmum, so why did he have to spend all this time to figure out what's a mum kavua and what's a mum over? He simply could have just been matil mum in a balas mum over. If the animal has a mum over, or you're not sure if it's a mum over or a mum kavua, before the mum over is cleared up, before it's healed, so if the halacha is that you're allowed to be matil mum, just make a mum kavua in it. Cut off its ear or something. Make a mum kavua in the animal, and then it'll be mutter. So what do you need to spend 18 and waste 18 months of your life studying this area of halacha? You wouldn't need to do it. So it must be that mitirabbanon, it's aser to be matul mum in a balmum. That's one raya the Rush brings. Another raya the Rush brings is from the Shita of the Chachamim, that you're not allowed to be shochet on the mum that you were matil in a bechor, meaning in the case of the bechor that was achso dam, that had this blood disorder that you needed to do akasas dam, so you're not allowed to be shochet, the Chachamim say, based on that mum. When it has that mum, you can't say, okay, now I'll shech the animal. If you're going to say that midrabbanan, you're allowed to be matil mum and a balas mum, so why did the Chachamim say, not allowed to be shochet a bechor because of the mum shematil bo? Meaning, why not? You're allowed to be matil mum lechachila. So must be that the Rabbanan hold that it's also to be matil mum on a bal mum. It's only mishum hefsid behema that they were matir over here to do this hakaza. So therefore, it's aser to shecht al yudei that mum. Now the Rambam paskins for his part, the Rambam paskins in Yisurim Mizbech Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin that hitul mum bekachim ubaacher vihitul mum acher hasheni eno loke, that the second guy does not get malchus. So Lecha Mishnah says from the fact that he says eno loke, it's muchrach that he paskins like the chachamim that you don't get malchus, but not only you don't get malchus, you're also not over in the lav of hatalas mum. The minchas chinuch whoever says no, ein aloka means you don't get malchus, but certainly it's still included in the lav of hatalas mum b'kachim. If it's included in the lav, why don't you get malchus? Because we only learn it from a riboy of the pasuk of kol, so it's not included in the lav. But nevertheless, you would still be in violation of the issur. So there's a labedik discussion in the rishonim about being matul mum in a balmum. Okay, let's see new mishnah. Hatsorim ozen b'bechor, the bottom of lamedal and amedal. Hatsorim ozen b'bechor, harezer liyishchot alamis divrei blazer. If a person purposely goes and is pogame the ear of his animal, of his b'chor animal, gives it a mum kavua, he's never allowed to shecht that animal, Rebbe Lazar holds. V'cham omrim nolad b'mum acher yishchot alav. If it develops another mum that you didn't cause, so now it would have been mutter anyway, whether you had done your act of being matal mum or not, it would have been mutter. So now you're allowed to shecht it only once it develops its own mum. Now Rashi on Chumash writes that Tzorim Ozen Bechor is also because of the Sochal Kol Toeva, where the Gemara Chul and Darshan is Kol Shati Aftila Charei B'Bal Tochal. Anything that the Torah says you're not allowed to do, so if you do it, now it becomes Aser for you to eat from it. So the Torah Aser being Matil Mum and Bechor, Mela, if you were over and Matil Mum, it's going to become Aser. So Tosos asks that in a lot of Sugyas it's Mashma that Tzorim Ozen Bechor is only Knas Midrabanan, that it's not a Dinda Oraisa. Our Gemara also is going to say Bahai Muma Kansua Rabbanan, that this is a Knas Mid Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to rely on the Mum that you were Matil yourself. And yet the Medrash in Parshas Re'eh says that Amatil Mum B'Bchor V'Ochlo Over Shneimer Lo Sochel Kol Toeva. Sounds like it's an Isser Da Oraisa. So Tosa says that B'Kol Makom, when we say Tzor Mozen is only a Knas, that's according to the Chachamim that don't Darshan like Rabbi Loza. They Darshan Mila Sochel Kol Toeva for Psulei Mekdashin, for Bishul Basar B'Chalav, but those sources that indicate that it's Din Da Oraisa, that Dafka goes with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Of course, what this calls to mind is the Sugya and Tumura of Dalid of the Machlok Sabaya and Rava, Kol Milsa Dom Rachman Lo Savid, Yavin Mahan. Or Yavad Lomahani in general, whenever the Torah tells me not to do something, is an action that the Torah forbids effective in any way? Let's say the Torah makes an Isser Shechita and I do the Shechita on something the Torah said is Aser. Is it a Kosher or a Shechita? So the Tosus and Mesechus Tmura on that Sugya asks, why is Tzarem Ozen B'Bachar? And it becomes a Balmum only an issue of Knas, only an issue of Knas Midrabanan. According to Rava, Kamusdam Rachman Losavid, Imavad Lomahani. That any time the Torah says you can't do something, when you do it, it's ineffective. So if the Torah says don't make a mum on a Bechor, and you made a mum on a Bechor, it shouldn't count as a mum. What do you mean? Why do I say it's only a knas midrabanan that you can't shecht it? Midaraisa! The halacha should be that you can't shecht it. So Toz Mitarit, by Tzorim Ozen B'Bechor, it can't be any different than it developing a mum on its own. When it develops a mum on its own, the Bechor would not become Aser. So Mela, when you Tzorim Ozen, it's also not going to become Aser. That's why it's not included in Lo Sochel Kol Toeva, like Basar B'Chalav. By Basar B'Chalav, this Iser is, let's say, what if Basar B'Chalav gets cooked together on its own. You didn't do the Maisa of Basar B'Chalav, of being Vashal the Basar B'Chalav together. It would still be Aser. So then we could say, so it's going to be Aser when you do something, that it's going to be Aser when you do it, when you're the one to make it happen. But a Bechor Balmum, since if it were to happen on its own, the Bechor does not become Aser. So over here also, Nasi B'Yadayim, it's not going to become Aser. That's how Tosos deals with the issue. But anyway, we have this Machlokas. How long is the animal going to be Aser for when you are Tzorim the Ozen? Rebbe Lezer says, forever. And the Chum say, just until it develops another Mum, and then you can rely on that other Mum. So Frek the Gemara, Umi Kanis, Rabbi Eliezer the Olam. Does Rebbe Lezer make such a Knas that it's going to be Aser forever? Urimin, we have Stira Misha, so lo Baheres Vidniksitza. Let's say a person had a Baheres Negatsaras, and he cut it, and it got cut off, Tahar. Now he's Tahar. So if he purposely cut it off, so then Rabbi Lezer holds that when he develops another nega, so then he's going to be tar from the first one. No, you have to wait till either the other nega is poreach over his entire body, or the original nega becomes smaller than a gris before you cut it off. But if at the time you cut it off, it was a gris, then it will never become tar. That's how Rashi understands it. But bottom line is, we see that Rabbi Lezer is not kones liolam. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says it's a aser forever. There's no way you can ever fix it. And yet by the nega tzaras where you weren't allowed to cut it off, you did cut it off. Okay, just wait till you get another nega and then become tar from that and it will all be good. So this is a stira in Rabbi Lezer. So it says, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Darmi Tervayu, ki kones Rabbi Lezer bimamono. Begufa lo kanis. Rabbi Lezer only made this knas that it's never going to be, that this animal is never going to be mutter, because an animal is an issue of your mamon. But on your body, Rabbi Lezer never made this knas. Why? Because mamono ikal lemeimer dasi lemevid. Because by your money, a person might say, you know what? Let me cut off the ear of my animal. What's the worst that's going to happen? If the Chacham say it's a Baal Mum and good, and now you can keep it, great. So I just got myself the right to use this animal. And what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to tell me, no, now you have to wait till this doesn't count. You have to wait till it develops its own Mum, another Mum, and then you're going to be allowed to eat it. Well, anyway, I have to wait till it develops its own Mum. So I lose nothing by cutting off the ear of the animal. So the person figures, might as well give it a try. So that's where Reb Lezer says, no, we make a Knas. You cut off the ear of this animal, it will never be mutter for you, even if it develops its own mum. But gufo, mikel, meimer, demasin, mevin, what's he going to do about his guf? There's no mimon of shilch by the guf. What's he going to do? He's going to say, I'll cut off this baheres, and then what? Then I'll wait till I develop another Baharas and become Tahar from that. Who knows you're ever going to develop another Baharas? It's you know that you're rolling the dice that you may never develop Tzara'as again. You could tell all the Lashonar in the world, and who knows? You don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you Tzara'as or not going to give you Tzara'as. So mainly, you're not going to take such a risk, Begufo. Therefore, there was no need to make such a Kanas. Amar Rava, so Rava says, wait a second, why were we only bothered by the Stira and Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, Kasha, Rabbanan, Lo Kasha. Well, why aren't we bothered by the Stira and the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, in our Mishnah, say that we're not going to make a Knas, that as soon as it develops another Mum, then it's going to be fine. Yet when it comes to the Tzara'as, the Rabbanan were not so willing to say, as soon as he develops another Nega, it's going to be fine. Ella, the Rabbanan, Lo Kasha, Kitashaninan. So you have to say, the Stira and Rabbi Elazar, okay, we already took care of. Drabbanan nami lokasha, and it's also not a stir in the Rabbanan, hacha b'mayda avid kansua, hacha b'mayda avid kansua. The knas was made in such a way where we're kones what he did. So when it comes to being matil mum in the ozen of the animal, so we're saying that doesn't count as a mum. Meaning, since you did it, we made a knas that it doesn't count as a mum. Good. When it develops another mum, that counts as a mum. The first one still doesn't count as a mum, but the second one will count as a mum. When you cut off, so that's why the Chum say, that's why it becomes mutter with the second mum. When it comes to Baharis, you cut off the Baharis, the Chum say, it doesn't count that you remove that Baharis. That Baharis is always considered to remain there, even after you cut it off. So developing another Baharis doesn't make the first one tar. It's considered that the first one is still there. We made a knas that your ktsitas ha-Baharis Rishona of the first Baharis was meaningless. It's viewed as if the Baharis is still intact, is still there. So it says in the Gemara, b'mayichav in the Mishra, b'hai muma. So the Gemara just spells it out. What was your kavanah to be matirut with this mum? B'hai muma, kontra rabbanu, the b'hai muma, lo l'shtari lay. So the rabbanu made a knas that this mum is not going to be matir. The next mum will be matir. V'ach b'may David kansua, ichav in the turi nafshe, b'hai ketzitza, kontra rabbanu. When it comes to cutting off the baharis, the rabbanu made a din that the ketzitza of that baharis count it as if you never did it, and it's as if the Baharis remains there, even though it's physically not there anymore. And therefore, the development of any further Baharis is going to be worthless in terms of being Matar of the person. So, by Rav Papa says, wait a second. We said that, according to Rabbi Elazar, when he develops another nega, he will become Tahar. So what does that mean? Yitar Tinan o vi Yitar Tinan? Is it yitar or viyitar? What was the exact lashon that he used? So what's the difference? So Rashi explains it to us. Yitar would mean as soon as another nega comes, the first nega is tahar. Viyitar would mean that no, once the second nega comes and you're mitar yourself from the second nega, that tara will work for the tumah of the first nega as well. But you need to go through a tara process in order to get rid of the problem of the first nega. So what's the halacha? Is it the development of the second nega or the ridding yourself of the second nega that's matir, that's mitaher the first nega? So the mind of kamina, what difference does it make? Either way, your tummy right now, you got to take care of it from the second nega. So you can be tummy anyway till you get rid of the second nega. Says Gemara, no, there's some cases where you develop a nega where you don't have to show to a kohen right away, and the nega is not matami you until you show it to a kohen. So what if you develop a nega, you don't have to show it to a kohen right away? Are you tar from the first nega because the nega has developed? You're not yet tame from the second nega because you haven't showed it to a kohen. What are examples where you don't have to show it to a kohen right away? L'chasson shenira bo nega, chasson during shavu brachos, doesn't have to show his kohen to a nega. It's a rotten way to start out a marriage that he has a nega tzaras right off the bat, so he doesn't have to. We give him a little breathing room. We let him not have to show the nega to a kohen right away. We give him 7 days for negayim on his body and his clothing. We don't stare a person's yantif, so you don't have to show off a nega on yantif. So the question is this: when we give two examples of the chasen and yantif, is it zuvein tzarich lomar zu or lo zu af zu? So the shita of the Talmud Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis in Moed Katan has two deis over here, whether it's lo zu af zu or zuvein tzarich lomar zu. So maybe zuvein tzarich lomar zu because the chasen shiv simei mishta, it's not a moed shel rabbim, so it's less of a simcha than yantif. But you could also argue that a chasan, aside for the fact that there's the simcha, there's also a mitzvah's period of erivia. So you have more of a reason to be makil for the chasan. Okay, different possibilities. So, but either way, that's the halacha. So, yeah, mit yitar tanan, mikamaisa tar, leilu bas Sraisa, not from the Zayin Yimei Mishnah. If you say that it's Yitar, that he becomes Tar as soon as the second Baharis develops, so good. So the first one he's already clear from because the second Baharis developed. Second one he's not yet Tameh from because he gets Shivas Yimei Mishnah before he's got to show it to anyone. Eliyamrit V'Yitar Tanan. But if you read it as V'Yitar, Sov Kilometami Lebesraisa, Hametami Ukai Mekamaisa. But at the end of the day, so long as he's not yet tahor from the, even though he's not tame with the second one yet, because he hasn't shown it to a kohen yet, but so long as he's not mitar himself from the second one, the first one is still mitame him. So it's not going to help him. So my, what's the din? Teku. So the Gemara leaves it unanswered. We don't know. Okay, weiter. Boy mine Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeira. Sor mozun bukharim meis, ma'al liknos b'no achrav. Let's say you cut off the ear of a bukhar, and then the person dies, the owner dies. So when a person cuts off the ear of a bukhar, so we had a din in the Mishnah that there's a knas, he's not allowed to rely on that mum to shech the bukhar. He's not allowed because he did the avera. Let's say he cut off the ear of a bukhar, and then he dies, and now his son is yorish the bukhar, bal mum. So can the son shechted? Do we make a knas even extending over to his child, or does the knas only stay with the person who actually did the avera himself? Symptoms Salomar Mokhar Avdalov the Khavu Mes Kansu Bino Akhrav the Kalyom of Yom Mafkle Mitzvos. And even if you're gonna say when a person sells his Eved to an Ovid Kuchavim and he dies, where the Gemara Masechus Gittin says if you sell your Eved to an Ovid Kuchavim, we make a knas that you have to be podahim ad asara bedamav. You have to pay up until 10 times his value to be podahim, get him out of the hands of an Ovid Kuchavim. You have to pay whatever you can. So the Gemara says, the Gemara over there raises the Shaila, okay, what if you sold your Eved to a guy, and then you die, and then your son inherits this problem. Does he also have to pay up until 10 times the value? So if you want to say that the answer to that, Shaila, is that we are Kones B'no Achrav, still it won't necessarily reflect on this Shaila, because the Kol Yoma V'Yoma Mafkalei Mimitzvahs. Over there, so long as that Eved is in the guy's possession, he loses the ability to do mitzvahs. So every day it's a further problem, it's a new issue every day. But over here, it's a one-time issue. We need to know, is it going to be a problem? Is this animal mutter, is this animal asr? So from the Gemara, it's mashman that Mokhar Avdolav Chavim is more of a svara to make a knas, because each day you're going to be mafkia from mitzvahs. It's interesting, if you look at the parallel sugya in Gittin, Daf Mem Dalid, it sounds the opposite. The Gemara over there is mistapik if you're kones the son of the Mocher Avdo, and the Gemara says there's more of a svara to be kones by Tsorim Ozen Bechor than there is by Mocher Avdo La'akum. Why? Because Tsorim Ozen Bechor, the guy violated an Isser Torah. Mocher Avdo La'akum is only an Isser Midrabanan. So maybe we only make a knas when you violate an Isser Daraisa. So Tosa says, yeah, the Gemara in either place could have given the other tzad also. Meaning what we're just trying to say is the Gemara reveals one svara there, one svara here. We're trying to say is that the two cases do not necessarily have to parallel each other. At all. So, okay, I actually have to stop here because I have to get to yeshiva. Maybe we'll start again tomorrow with this issue of whether we're kones b'no akhrav.